Hello, everyone. This is Brian Rosenberg calling live from McAllister. Happy President's Day to all of you. We will get started with the call in just a moment. It takes a minute or so for all of our participants to join us. But as people are joining us, let me go through a few of the logistics of the call. I will be answering questions during the call, so you can at any point ask a question by pressing 9 on your phone. You'll be connected with a person at McAllister who will put you in the queue to ask your question. If I don't get to your question during the call, and I suspect I won't get to all that many, we will be answering every one of your questions subsequent to the call. So please feel free to ask a question. We already have about 1,000 people on the line. We think that we are setting a record. We know that we're setting a record for the number of people involved in a McAllister conversation. And we think we're probably setting a record for people at any college or university involved in a conversation. And since no one keeps such records, we can claim that we are anyway. We have never done anything like this before. We want it to be fun. We want it to be quick. Before we get started, one of the things you'll be able to do during this call is to vote in response to a couple of questions. And so I want to give you your first question to which you can provide a response. We have with us here the McAllister a cappella group Scotch Tape. And they will sing a song at the end of this call. And you will get to choose the song that they will sing. Your choices are Fallen by Alicia Keys. Press 1 on your keypad if that is your choice. Press 2 for Don't Stop Believin' by Journey, an oldie but a goodie. Press 3 for Dear Old McAllister, another oldie and goodie. Press 4 for Love Story by Taylor Swift. And press 5 for the theme song from the TV show Friends. We have a number of special guests with us on this call. Vice President Walter Mondale will be joining us in just a moment. We have a current senior, Jenny Grinblow, and then we have a couple of special guests with us. Remember, if you would like to ask a question, press 9 and you'll be connected with someone at McAllister. And if you would like to vote on our song question, press 1 for Fallen by Alicia Keys. Press 2 for Don't Stop Believin' by Journey. Press 3 for Dear Old McAllister. Press 4 for Love Story by Taylor Swift, the song sung at the end of the President's Day video, and press 5 for the theme song from the TV show Friends. And again, press 9 if you'd like to connect with us and to ask a question. We now have, believe it or not, about 4,000 people, McAllister alumni, parents, friends, on the line with us at one time. So we're thrilled by this response. Okay, let's get started with the call. Again, happy President's Day, everyone. This is Brian Rosenberg calling from McAllister. I have a special message for you. If you are not in Minnesota, I just want to let you know that I'm sitting here in t-shirts and shorts and flip-flops looking out the window at really some truly amazing Minnesota weather. And all I can say is that I wish you were here with us to enjoy it. And for those of you who are in Minnesota, I am sure you know what I mean. We want this call to be fun and quick. We expect it to take about 25 minutes, though I will stand beyond that period to answer some of your questions if you continue to have them. I do want to say that at no point in this call will I be asking anyone for money. Except for one guy, there's someone out there who bet $100 that I would not call. And to that person, and you know who you are, you owe the annual fund $100, and you know how to reach us. I should let you know we're up to almost 6,000 participants on the call. Remember, again, for those of you who just don't join, press 9 on your keypad if you'd like to ask a question. One more time, if you'd like to vote on the song that Scotch Tape will sing, press 1 for Fallen by Alicia Keys. Press 2 for Don't Stop Believin' by Journey. Press 3 for Dear Old McAllister. Press 4 for Love Story by Taylor Swift, and press 5 for the theme song from Friends. Okay, well, I'm going to go to my first guest. We are really privileged to have with us on the call Vice President Walter Mondale, McAllister class of 1950. As I think most of you know, the Vice President and his wife Joan are both alumni of McAllister and were married in the chapel on our campus by Joan's father, who was our chaplain. Mr. Vice President, good evening.
Good evening, Doctor.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah. Oh, I'm thrilled to do this. I don't know who got the idea of this phone call, but I'm glad to be one of 6,000 or 7,000 people talking with each other about the wonders of McAllister College. McAllister gave me my start. It opened my mind. It introduced me to the world. We had faculty like Ted Mittal, and Yahya Armajani, all of whom had roots in other nations, and they made us learn, and they made it fun. Our president then was Charles Turk, and he's the person who raised the UN flag over the McAllister campus, the first campus in America to do so, and that flag still flies there. I remember a few years ago when Kofi Annan came out to the campus, raised that flag again, of course, having been Secretary General of the UN and also McAllister grad. An example, brilliant example, of how McAllister is a part of this world and changing why it's ranked so high in everyone's estimate. And today, it just gets better. In the new Global Institute for Learning, I don't have that quite right, but it's one of the best of its kind in the country. Seeing young, we're training young graduates to go out in the world and make it a difference they are. I've met them all over the world in my work as vice president, as ambassador, and so on. It is really working. So Joan and I are both thrilled to be on this call tonight, and we thank you for letting us say a few words.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. I have one quick question before you go, and that is, who is the better student at McAllister, you or Joan?
Easy, Joan.
I knew that was going to be the answer.
I was sort of interested in politics, I'm afraid to say. That would never happen now, I know.
Well, I think it worked out well for all of us. Thank you so much for joining us,
and
best to you and to Mrs. Mondale.
And if I can say one other word, you're doing
sure.
A magnificent job as president of McAllister. We're all thrilled by what you're doing.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much. We're about to close out. Thank you again to the vice president. That was a real privilege to have him on the call. We're about to close out our first poll question. So once again, for the song that Scotch Tape will sing at the end of the call, press 1 for Fallen by Alicia Keys, 2 for Don't Stop Believin' by Journey, 3 for Dear Old McAllister, 4 for Love Story by Taylor Swift, and 5 for the theme song from Friends. This is your last chance to vote, so vote now. Now I would like to turn to a student, Jenny Grinblow. Jenny is a senior from Israel. She is majoring in sociology with a concentration in global citizenship. This month, Jenny won the top prize in the 48th Annual Midwest Sociological Society Student Paper Competition. It's quite an honor. And she's also interned as a graphic designer at a local theater. Jenny, are you there?
Yes, I am, Brian. Hi, I'm happy to hear you.
Happy to hear you as well. You've done a lot of different things at McAllister. I'm wondering what's been the most meaningful part of your McAllister education so far?
You know, I have to say that it is being part of the McAllister crew rowing team.
So you've won prizes and you've been a graphic designer, but it's crew. Explain that one to me.
Well, as you know, McAllister teaches us to learn from different experiences, not just in the classroom. And crew is an experience that I never thought I would have. I didn't even realize the sport existed when I came to McAllister. But it taught me a very important thing, which is that no matter how much we think we understand each other, we really do have to constantly be aware of how we communicate with each other, because being part of the crew team, I had to learn all sorts of different terms and ways of communicating with my teammates, even though we all speak English and we all go to the same school. And it really reminded me that I can never be sure how exactly people understand me, and I constantly have to be aware that communication happens in many different ways.
Great, great. And do you have any message out there for alumni and parents about the college?
My only message is that I'm truly grateful to have come to this college and to be aware of it. And if they can just spread the word about how great the school is to whoever they meet, that's the best gift that McAllister can receive.
Thank you so much, Jenny. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
It's our pleasure. We have right now, I should let you know, about 7,500 people on the line. So we are thrilled. They're with us again. If you'd like to ask a question, dial 9. I'm going to take a question now, and this one is from Anna in Framingham, Massachusetts. Anna, are you there? Anna's question is, Anna, are you there? Anna is getting connected right now. Anna, are you on the phone?
I am. Can you hear me?
Okay. I can hear you very well. What is the question that you'd like to ask?
My question was, been hearing a lot in the news recently that college students actually aren't learning anything, and that it's slightly better in more selective schools, but not much. And although I personally believe students at McAllister are learning, I'm curious what you, as president, find is the most persuasive evidence that students are actually improving their critical thinking, writing, and quantitative skills as a result of their Mount McAllister education. And I wanted to include the caveat that an answer of X many students get Rhodes scholarships, et cetera, doesn't cut it for me because you start with really smart kids to begin with. So I want to know, how are you addressing that concern?
That's a great question. Can you just tell me, Anna, if you're a parent or an alum?
I'm a parent. My son, David Jacobson, is a sophomore, and I'm an educator and an evaluator by trade.
Great. Thanks so much. And you're right. We can't take credit for the fact that we have wonderfully smart students coming in. What we can take credit for is whether we do anything productive and important with those students when they're here. The book that you made reference to that's getting a lot of attention is a book called Academically Adrift, which demonstrates that at most colleges and universities, many students are not improving in their writing and their critical thinking skills during their first 2 years and then their 4 years at college. I can say that McAllister uses the instrument that was used in that book. It's called the Collegiate Learning Assessment. We gave it during exactly the same period that the book covered, 2005-2009, and McAllister students saw statistically significant improvements in every one of the areas tested during that period. So what that instrument measures is not absolute ability, but improvement.
I'm interested in. That's wonderful.
Right. So we're pretty confident that our students are showing improvement while they're here. The challenge, as you know, as an educator, is that what we ultimately produce are people, and the results of our work are their lives. And so it's hard to measure through one instrument or one number the impact of our education. But it is important, I think, to measure and assess and test constantly the effectiveness of what we're doing and always to try to do it better. So we're happy with what we're doing, but we want to try to do it even better. So thanks very much for your question. It was a very good one.
Thank you so much.
Okay. We're going to go to another poll question now before getting to a couple of more questions. And the next question is, what is your favorite McAllister tradition? Press 1 for painting the rock. Press 2 for the midnight breakfast. Press 3 for protesting the administration, my personal favorite. Press 4 for ringing the bell. And press 5 for the peace prayer. That's 1 for painting the rock, 2 for the midnight breakfast, 3 for protesting, 4 for ringing the bell, 5 for the peace prayer, and we'll get the results of that in a few minutes. We have another special guest with us. We are very pleased at the fact that Jeffrey Toobin, whom many of you, I'm sure, know as a New Yorker essayist, as the chief legal correspondent for CNN, as the author of the best-selling book on the Supreme Court, The Nine, is a current McAllister parent. His daughter, Ellen, is a McAllister sophomore. Jeff, are you there?
Hi, Brian.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
I'm great, though. You know, given CNN's ratings lately, I'm a little nervous because more people are listening to me now than when I'm on the air.
Well, we're happy to boost your visibility.
I appreciate that.
Now, you were just on campus a couple of weeks ago to visit your daughter, and also incidentally while you were here to teach two classes and to deliver an address on campus on the Supreme Court in the age of Obama. So you had some opportunity to interact with McAllister students. So I'm wondering if you could share with us some of your impressions about that experience.
Well, they are all wonderful, though not nearly as wonderful as my daughter. And the thing that did strike me, though, was this tremendous sense of engagement, this fearlessness, this engagement with the world, but in a way that struck me as sort of practical. I mean, they are interested in changing the world, but not in ways that, you know, are utopian. They are very much engaged with what's going on here and now, whether it is in the United States or internationally. And frankly, a lot of the students, and not just the ones who are from other countries, seem very interested in the world and not just the United States. But it was great. I mean, I had a great time.
Right. And I don't know if you picked up this sense. One of the things that consistently has impressed me about our students is that they seem, given all the challenges we face, remarkably optimistic about their ability to change the world for the better. Did you pick that up?
I definitely did. I found that it is an optimistic place. I mean, frankly, if I lived in such a pleasant environment and I got to eat all my meals in Cafe Mac and work out in the Leonard Center every day, I'd probably be in a pretty good mood most of the time, too. But they are optimistic but engaged. I mean, they know what's going on. Alas, they don't read publications on paper very much. I mean, they are all, live in a wired world. But
right.
They're smart folks, and they are determined to change the world, and I hope they do.
Great. Well, thanks so much for being with us on the call. Thanks for entrusting your daughter to us, and good luck at The New Yorker and on CNN.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks, Jeff. All right, we're going to go and take another call in a moment, but let me remind you that we have a poll question open. What's your favorite McAllister tradition? One, for painting the rock. Two, for the midnight breakfast. Three, for protesting. Four, for ringing the bell. And five, for reciting the peace prayer. We will close out that question in a minute, but you can still vote. And while you are, I'm going to go to another caller, and it will take a minute to connect him. And this will be Pierre from Minneapolis. Pierre, are you on?
Hello, Ryan.
Yes.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
How are
you? Very well. Thanks for joining us.
Good.
Sure, what is your question?
My question is, for the last 2.5 years, I've been working with Minneapolis Public Schools, which has given me a completely different oversight on the community here in Minnesota, the Twin Cities particularly. And I know the big effort that we make as a college to bring in students with from other states in the country and other countries, including myself, I was a big beneficiary of that. My question is, how are we doing on recruiting also local students, not just from Minnesota, but from the Twin Cities, and if are numbers increasing? Are they staying the same? Are they decreasing? I'm just curious about that.
That's a great question. And Pierre, remind me what year you graduated.
I graduated in 2008.
Ah, so you're an old guy.
I'm an old, yes. Very, very old.
It's a great question. One of the challenges we face at McAllister is finding the right balance between having a local focus and having a national focus and having an international focus. And as we have become more nationally known, The number of applications from around the country has increased, and so it's become a little bit more of a challenge to strike the right balance between recruiting students locally in Minnesota and recruiting students nationally. We still have more students from Minnesota than from any other state. We still have more applicants from Minnesota than from any other state. And I think that that's a very good thing for us. I think that one of the lessons that we try to teach students is that global citizenship begins with local citizenship. And so I think the college, in order to be a good global citizen, has to be a good citizen of its own community in Minnesota and the Twin Cities. And so we have increased the percentage of students of color on campus dramatically. About 20% of our first-year class this past year was comprised of domestic students of color. And the percentage of our Minnesota students who are students of color has also increased as Minnesota's population has become more diverse. Honestly, our biggest challenge in the local community is that a lot of students who we'd love to come to McAllister would want to go away from college. I have no idea why they'd ever want to leave Minnesota, but some of them do. But we do need to do, and we should do, and we'd love your help in doing, even more outreach into the local community. So it's a great question, but Minnesota still is our number one state.
Good to hear that.
Thanks so much, dear. Thanks for being on the
call. Oh, you're welcome, Brian.
It's my pleasure. Okay, I'm going to give you now the result of the second poll question. Remember, what is your favorite McAllister tradition? It was a very close vote. Number two was protesting the administration, which was edged out at number one by ringing the bell. Now, some of you may know that ringing the bell was once traditionally done when students got engaged. I have no idea if the meaning of ringing the bell has changed since then, but it seems to be a favorite among people on the call. Okay, we have another very special guest with us. Tim O'Brien is a graduate of McAllister class of 1968. Tim, whom I'm sure virtually all of you know by reputation, is, in my view, one of the most influential and important American writers of the last 25 years. It's been my privilege to get to know him, and it's been an even greater privilege for me to read his work. Tim, are you there?
I am.
Thanks so much for being on the call. I'm betting that the weather in Texas is better than it is here.
Standing outside, it's about 72 degrees. I
don't want to hear any more. Tim, I'm wondering whether you could reflect back on your time at McAllister and talk about what one or two of the most powerful memories from that period were for you.
Well, I'll try. It's a tough question, of course, but my answer, although it's a little bit banal and trite, has to do with the people. And the institution really is its people. And my memories of McAllister, there's a bowl of faces going.
Hello? Tim?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, go on.
Just speak up
a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, I can hear you better.
Okay. So anyway, there were all those great, great teachers, my classmates. I think my education in the liberal arts at McAllister,
right,
these great teachers,
right,
made my career as a novelist possible. I don't think I would have been a novelist without it.
Right. And so you have on the line now about 7,500 McAllister graduates, and if you wanted to mention one or two books that all of us should read, what would they be?
Oh, goodness, there are so many. I just finished a magnificent biography of Stalin. I thought I knew Stalin and found out otherwise, but just go on Google and put the word Stalin in. Edward Rudzinski, a Russian writer.
Mm-hmm.
And although it's not fiction, it reads like the most dramatic work of fiction you'll ever pick up.
Right. And your friend Charlie Baxter and fellow McAllister alum is just came out with a book that we're going to be reading at Reunion this year, a collection of stories.
Another beautiful book.
Yep. Well, Tim, thanks so much. Thanks so much for being on the call, and thanks so much for the gift that you've given all of us through your work. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Brian.
Okay. We're going to take another question. This is from Francis and Barbara in Zimmerman, Minnesota. Are you on the line now?
This is Barbara, Francis's wife.
Hi, Barbara. Now, are you a parent or an alum?
Parent.
Okay. And do you have a son or daughter at McAllister?
A daughter.
Great. Okay, what question would you like to ask?
Well, I feel kind of abashed now after hearing all this great thing from McAllister alum. And certainly it's worthwhile to send your child to an institution like yours. I got your letter recently about the increase in tuition. And my husband is a professor at St. Cloud State. I'm a public defender. We are in the service profession. Our salaries have been frozen for 2 years.
Right.
And yet, McAllister is asking for increase in tuition. And by the way, we pay full tuition. We don't get any. We don't get any financial aid.
Right.
That's larger than the raises we normally get even during good times.
Mm-hmm.
I we'll pay it, we have to, but I'm wondering if this is a trend that's going to continue for the rest of the 2 years that she's there.
Right. It's a great question, and it's a fair question. And the biggest challenge I think that we face at a place like McAllister is maintaining the quality of education that we want to provide to students and keeping the cost reasonable. The revenue at McAllister comes from two main sources, our endowment and the tuition and fees that our families pay. There's been a lot of pressure on both of those over the last few years. The endowment, as most of you know, has declined, though not by as much as at most schools. And the amount of financial aid that we have given out.
And so have our retirement investments have similarly declined.
Right.
And we are elderly.
Right.
We're in our 60s. So we have the same problem. And he still has to deliver quality teaching, and I still have to deliver quality representation. So,
Right.
I hear where you're coming from, but we're not getting a break.
Right. It is a challenge. We're doing what we can to try to control costs, and our goal is to try to keep our tuition increases as low as we possibly can. And so we'll continue to try to do that, and I really do appreciate your concern. So thank you very much for your question. Okay, we'll go to another question right now. This is Nate from Green Bay. Nate, are you there?
Yes. Hi, President Rosenberg. Yes, I'm here, President Rosenberg.
Good to talk with you. What question can I ask?
Good to talk with you. Thank you so much for taking my call.
That's my pleasure.
I had recently read somewhere in the MAC today, I believe it was, that admissions are now need-aware. My first question is that true? Because it hadn't been something that I was aware of before. Obviously, it's a change that I think most people are not happy about, but obviously with the financial situation, as you just explained, it might be necessary. And I was just wondering how that has changed the tenor on campus in any visible or observable ways.
Right. It's a great question. That change was made a few years ago. I want to emphasize that McAllister continues to meet the full need of every admitted student. We're one of only 63 colleges and universities in the country that do that. And in fact, since we've become need aware, the percentage of students that is on aid has actually gone up. Right now, about 75% of students at the college are on financial aid, and we meet the full need of those students using the federal formula. So it has not affected economic diversity on campus. I don't think it's affected the culture on campus. You are absolutely right. It was a difficult decision to make that change. given the financial pressures we're under and the pressures that were raised by the last caller about things like cost, we have to figure out some way to balance the amount that we devote to access and aid and the amount that we devote to programs at the college. But I think we still have a balance that is tilted far more toward access than virtually any other college or university of our kind in the country. But I won't pretend that it's easy, and I won't pretend that it'll be easy going forward. But I don't think that you find that the campus, the mix of students or the culture is very different than what you experienced when you graduated.
Yeah, well, I'm happy to hear it's a priority. I was just wondering, if one follow-up question, is the median amount of aid per student has gone down, if you have been able to increase the number of students on aid that are able to attend and have their needs met?
It's actually gone up. Our students have the lowest debt burden of any student from any college, public or private, in the state of Minnesota, and our average grant has gone up substantially. So as the need level of our students has gone up and as tuition has gone up, when students qualify for aid, we have increased the aid packages. So the average aid that we give to students has not gone down.
Wonderful.
Great. Okay. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for being on the call, Nate.
Thank you.
Okay, we're nearing the end of our formal time on the call. I know we do still have a number of people on the line who have some questions, and I just want to say again that I will stay at the end of the call and answer those. But as promised, we have with us a wonderful student a cappella group, Scotch Tape. You may have seen them. You may have seen me conducting them last year in the President's Day video. I just want quickly to introduce the students who are here and part of Scotch Tape. We have Kwame Gale from Mandeville, Jamaica, Carly Davenport from Washington, Connecticut, Adam Bunkowski from Beaver Dam, Wisconsin, Teresa Piella from Amherst, Massachusetts, Chris Hoagie from Guilford, Connecticut, Maya Villaplana from New York City, New York, Louis Hendricks from Helmond, the Netherlands, Essie Schlotterbeck from Auburn, Maine, and Adam Vandersloos from Brookings, South Dakota. If any of the parents, by the way, of any of those students are on the call, I just want to say to you, thank you for entrusting your students to the college. It's a privilege for us to have them, and they are absolutely terrific. This song is for all of you. And I will switch it now over to Scotch Tape, and you'll find out which song won. Well, you are a sentimental bunch, thank you for choosing Dear Old McAllister. Thank you to Scotch Tape for that great performance, and I want to thank our special guests, Vice President Mondale, Jenny Grinblow, Jeffrey Tubin, Tim O'Brien, and of course Scotch Tape. To the folks on the line, thank you for joining us. I will, as I said, stay on the line. We've been having a few technical problems with people getting call through to screeners with questions. So if you have a question and you didn't get a chance to ask it, you can stay on and try again. If you don't get a chance to ask a question during the call, you can email me at rosenbergb@mcallister.edu or leave it on the voicemail at the end of the call. But for now, I'm going to take one more question. This is from Mani in Minneapolis. Mani, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you for taking my call.
It's my pleasure. Could you just tell me if you're an alum or a parent?
McAllister class of 96.
Great. Okay, what's your question?
You know, unfortunately, the gentleman from Green Bay already asked it. I had this exact question regarding meeting students' needs with regards to financial aid. So, again, just thanks for doing a great job, and I will get off it so somebody else can ask their question.
Great. Thanks. Thank you very much. All right. Well, we're gonna wrap up right now. Again, if you haven't been able to get through with a question, you can leave it on voicemail at the end of the call, or you can email me at rosenbergb@mcallister.edu. We've had over 7,500 people on this call. It's really been a privilege to be able to talk with you. Thank you so much for your engagement with McAllister, and I hope to see as many of you as possible on campus at some point. Thanks very much, and bye-bye.